The Devil Who Tamed Her by Johanna Lindsay. For Sharon and Douglas, who made sneakers and mashed potatoes a recipe for memories, thanks for so many years of laughter. Chapter 1. It was quite a distinction to be the most beautiful and desirable debutante to join the marriage mart in a century, and also be the most hated woman in England. Oddly enough, Ophelia Reed had strived for that distinction on both counts. It was her bane to be so beautiful that people behaved like utter fools around her. The people gathered at Summer's Glade, the Marquis of Birmingdale's country estate, were no different. Ophelia stopped at the top of the grand staircase. She'd hoped the foyer would be empty, but no such luck. It appeared that many of the people who had come for her wedding to the Marquis's heir were gathered below, some who were, apparently, already aware that the wedding had been called off and were preparing to leave. Others appeared confused and were talking excitedly. But the moment she appeared, all eyes turned to her, and as usual the whispering began. It might appear to the people below that she was making a grand entrance. She was rather fond of doing so and was quite practiced at it, but not this time. A grand exit was more like it, though not by her choice. She had hoped to leave unnoticed.
"When are you going to tell me what happened?" asked her maid, Sadie O'Donald, who was beside her.
"I'm not," Ophelia said stiffly.
"But you were supposed to get married today."
As if Ophelia could have overlooked that appalling fact. But now wasn't the time to discuss it.
"Hush! We have an audience if you hadn't noticed."
Sadie said no more as she followed Ophelia down.